we take a ride northwest to a village named Roselle. Hang out with us as we explore Roselle and show you why it should be your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
Joining us now is the mayor of Roselle, David Pileski. David, good morning. You're a longtime resident there. What drew you to the area a long time ago?
Absolutely. So my family's been actually in Roselle since 1921. And
wow.
So what I love about it is it's just got that small town charm. And so you know your neighbors. You can walk to that mom and pop restaurant or shop to buy something. And it's a great place to raise your family.
And you have, among other highlights, the oldest continuously operated winery in the state. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Linford's really a gem, and it's something that is a pride and joy of our community. And so two Roselle residents had a dream, and so they made the wine business in Illinois really a thing. And before it was something that even Midwest makers were considered in the running to have the best wine. And so they started that from scratch, and they still make every bottle right here in Roselle. And it's a beautiful bed and breakfast for people who want to come and visit and stay. But they've also have a wonderful wine bar for people to come, taste, sample, or to kind of have a family event later on.
I know you've been doing a lot to rejuvenate Roselle. Talk about one or two of the projects you're most proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of years ago, we celebrated our centennial, and so we looked at a lot of our areas to kind of understand where do we need to continue to reevaluate how we've been doing things. And one of those was our downtown area. So we have a lot of great businesses, but there's not a lot of places for you to sit down and enjoy what you can purchase from there. And so we worked on a project to build our new pedal plaza, promenade, and porch. And so these are all public areas that will help us continue traditions like our concert series, as well as we hope to bring in a market next year and other activities to keep families active in town during the summer months and bring other visitors down too. Since it's right off our metro line, it's really convenient for everyone to kind of get to us.
You must be doing something right. Roselle was named best town to live this year. Pretty good, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very proud of that. And the nice thing is it's coming from readers. We were also named a top 10 affordable community in DuPage County by Chicago Parent. And the other great thing is we had over 20 different businesses in town recognized as a part of that program as well. And the nice thing is they're all locally owned businesses. And I think that's something that's a rarity these days,
yeah.
Especially in this economy. It's hard to run a business. And so all of our businesses are really that small business. And it creates a unique flavor and a really intricate fabric of our community that I think is really pleasant and makes me enjoy it.
I love that old Main Street feel whenever a town can have something like that. It is rare, as you say, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I think what we've done is try to partner as proactively as we can with property owners. TIFFs get a bad rap in our neck of the woods, but you know, we've used that strategically to invest with property owners and businesses to make sure that we can kind of help support them ride out, you know, whether it's a pandemic or just inflation and whatnot, because it's an important fabric of, you know, I think America's economy. And so we've been really fortunate, you know, nestled right in the suburbs of Chicago that we can kind of maintain that. But you have the convenience of getting to Chicago. We're a short ride on the metro. We've got the Elgin O'Hare, 290, 355, all minutes away from us. You're connected to everything, but you come back home and it's almost like you've been transported back in time to a time long ago with that kind of
love environment. Love that. We've been talking a lot about pizza here this week. You have some good pizza places in Roselle, don't you?
I mean, it wouldn't be Chicago if you didn't have at least a dozen local pizzerias, right? And so we've got a number of them, whether it's Italian Pizza Kitchen on our Main Street. We've got Pops and Rosario's on the north side of town. We've got a number on the south side of town off Lake Street, like Cousins and whatnot. But you take your pick. Whatever kind of pizza you like, there's a slice for you here.
Sounds good. One of our listeners, knowing we were featuring Roselle today, sent us a text hoping that we would mention Happy by Chocolate, Chocolate Inspirations. This sounds like just what you're talking about, a great kind of old Main Street type of place.
Absolutely. So it's a three-generation women-owned business, and so they had a great recipe, and people loved it. So instead of just keeping to themselves, they shared it with everyone. And so they've been on things like the Today Show and all over the place because they not only have great chocolate, but they have great vegan chocolate. And so I know it's a very niche market, but it's something that really appeals to everyone. And so they've got a lot of fantastic products, and you can go into their great shop, walk into an old home, first floor, all the original woodwork intact, and you can kind of shop and sample their chocolates when you're making your decision. So
cool. Well, they haven't been on the Bob Surratt Morning Show Breakfast Club, Mr. Mayor. Can you do something about that?
We can set that up for you. We've also got another Illinois Maker Maple Leaf Coffee Roaster. So we'll get you a coffee. We'll do some chocolate. So we'll get
right.
you all set up.
It's a deal. Mayor Pileski, thank you so much. Good talking to you about your great community of Roselle.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.